Just one halakha in the laws of Sefer Torah. It is well known, and Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, that we do not send up to the Sefer Torah back to back a father and a son. There is different reasons given why we don't send up a father and then a son. The interesting reason is brought down by Rabbi called Orchot Chaim. He says that we have a pasuk that says Eidut Hashem Ne'emana. Eidut is referring to the Torah, and Eidut is also testimony. And therefore he says, since a father and a son cannot be witnesses because they're related, so therefore we don't send them back to back because they are pasul le'edut when they go up back to back to each other. This is his reason. There's many questions on this reason. One obvious question the Gaon asks is that we are allowed to send up to the Sefer Torah according to the halakha a katan, a minor, and we're also allowed from the strict law, the Gemara says, even an isha, even a lady, which these people are certainly pasul for edut. The other reason that's brought down by Maharam Mirotunberg is because it's ayin hara to send up a father and then a son back to back, so we don't want to cause the evil eye, so to speak, to be on them. Look, the father gets one and the kid gets one, so we separate it, so it shouldn't be ayin hara. But on this subject, there's a very interesting Pri Megadim that wants to say that anybody that is pasul for testimony, for example, somebody that is doing, let's say, isurim, transgressions in the Torah, he's doing them on purpose. For example, let's say somebody shaves with a razor. So he writes, such a guy, you cannot send him up for an aliyah to the Sefer Torah. Or someone that's involved in other types of isurim. That's the opinion of the Pri Megadim, and he actually quotes a sefer called Besamim Rosh that says the same thing. However, the Ben Ish Chai argues on this Pri Megadim and says that, number one, today we don't want to make mahloket with people and start to investigate their personal lives. It'll create a big tumult, especially the honorable people. So if we're going to start to say, well, this guy deserves, this guy doesn't deserve, this guy's making an isur, so it's going to create a lot of divisiveness in the synagogue. And therefore, Hacham Avadya as well writes that we're ma'alim ayin, we close our eyes to such things, unless the person is mehalil Shabbat b'faresya, unless the person is a mehalil Shabbat in public, then there's no tolerance for such a person to give him an aliyah. However, even that guy, they don't make a machlok, they give him an extra aliyah. They don't give him one of the seven primary aliyot. They give him, in the Arabic we call it the rekke. They give him an extra aliyah. He doesn't know he's mehalil Shabbat. You think he knows the difference between a regular aliyah and a rekke? He doesn't know anything. So therefore, if in a case where it'd be a machloket, but that's the opinion. Even though there's an opinion of the Megaleh Amukot that says that somebody that shaves with a razor, you can't give him an aliyah also. It says Ulrasha Malecha Lesaper Chukai Batisa Devarah Al Picha, which means it says he shaves with a razor. Al Picha. I mean, what do you have no right to read my laws? Chavaya argues on that. He says Minadin, of course, it's forbidden to shave with a razor. Chas v'shalom, it could be five isurim every morning. That should be pointed out in a parenthesis. But to send the guy for an aliyah, and maybe it's a good idea to send him to the aliyah that talks about shaving with a razor, or somebody that makes avon and arayot, they should send him up in parashat haremot and parashat arayot. He'll start to see what the isur is, and when he gets karet and all the different punishments, maybe that'll cause him to be a deterrent. For example, somebody that eats hadash, send him up on this parashat that talks about the isur of eating hadash wheat, and then maybe the guy will make teshuvah. Halakha, Chacham Avadya writes in Yabi Omer Chedek Yod, that unless the guy is a mehalel Shabbat b'farhesya, he agrees with the Ben Ish Chai on this, and says we close our eyes, and we give the guy an aliyah as well.